So you are a Navy SEAL. I mean, not you. I know there's Navy SEALs who listen to the show, but not all of us are. In fact, what? 1/1000th of a percent of us ever could be? So they are the most highly trained tacticians and practitioners of war, perhaps, in the world. I shouldn't say that, because now my buddies who are Army Rangers said, what are you talking about? What do you know, softy? Fair point. They're very highly trained to kill people and break things effectively. But they cannot be deployed, apparently, if they don't get the mRNA injections, which do not stop transmission, do not stop people getting infected with the COVID flu. So trained killers who kill in legal, justified war are too dangerous to be deployed if they don't have the injection of an mRNA concoction more likely to harm them than save them any trouble with the COVID flu. Got it. Makes perfect sense. It doesn't. It's not supposed to.
Live and local on AM 770 KTTH, your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
I think what we're going to do is bring in the press. The Indian press is much better behaved than the American press.
Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Times like these means God believes he can trust us. That's a mind blower. Sometimes I look at this and go, why? Why do I have to live through this period of time? And God says, well, you could be that way if you want. Or you could reflect upon the fact that you have some of the most important responsibilities on your shoulders of any generation. Yours and yours and yours and all of us together in this listening audience and show performing show, all of us have these responsibilities. Just a programming note, because I got a question about this yesterday. We did not play the voice of the frail man who is the figurehead of the nation, Joe Biden. We didn't play it for about 6 months when it was him in the role he's told to play as president. Okay. We broke that barrier when it became unavoidable, when it became negligent for me to not do it, really is what happened. I felt forced into it. And I did say, when we said we weren't going to play his voice, I don't know that I can keep the promise, because it becomes vital. That was that figurehead talking about the fact that the Indian media is better behaved than the American media. Say it with me. If Donald Trump had the war against the media again, and here's what it would be. Here's what it would be. From the effete, shiny shoe Republicans.
Well, I do think the president should reflect upon whether in a free society it's the role of journalists, media members to be well-behaved. I would regard what the president might think of as bad behavior is simply holding to account power, and that should count for Republicans as well.
That's how that would happen. On CNN, tell me where it says finding fact and speaking truth to power is supposed to be well-behaved. Find that for me, where well-behaved people who don't call to account power, show me where that happens. And joining me now, my brother, the governor of the state of New York, Andy Cuomo. Look at your nose. It's huge. That's the way it would have happened. I could do the NPR version for you. I could do the NBC News breaking news version for you. That's the way it would happen. Here's a major question. Do we have a free...
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 I know that there are plenty of media figures who are free to say what they want to say. There are. That's true. There are. I also know that there are topics that are verboten. and I've listed some of them for you. Here's my thesis about a free media. The freedom of the press is inversely proportionate to the number of topics they are not allowed to cover or the number of people they are not allowed to criticize. So the more topics that are forbidden and the more people you are forbidden to criticize, the less free the media. Here are some topics I know they're forbidden to cover. I know, at least in the separate country of Seattle. They are forbidden to cover the chemical mutilation of children at the Children's Hospital Gender Clinic in Bellevue, Washington, or Marybridge, or a couple of others down in the separate country of Seattle. I know they're forbidden because I've had two investigative reporters say, no, we can't cover this. It's too hot to handle. That's what we've been told. I've been told by people in the news business, their newsrooms were not allowed to cover the existence of the perverse pornographic sex ed shoved into the schools in Washington state. They were told, I was told by people who work in television news, no, we are told we are not covering that because it can be seen as anti-gay. I know that with the exception of Dory Monson, my friend from Car Radio, and myself, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, there's no doubt Jason covered this. Jason Rantz, Washington State got caught twice lying about COVID deaths. Lying about COVID deaths. Lying. Not covered. The degree to which you have a free press is inversely proportionate to the number of topics they're not allowed to cover. I just gave you three. Now, I don't know that they're not allowed to cover the lying about COVID deaths. I just know they didn't. It's evident to me they're not allowed to criticize masks. It's self-evident. Otherwise, someone would. It's self-evident to me they're not allowed to criticize the lockdowns. Or they would. They're certainly not allowed to question the mRNA injections. Or to point to the damage. It's now nearly 15,000 people in the VAERS database apparently killed by, or with, to be fair, the injections. Do we have a free press? Right now, look, I'm sitting here with a microphone in my hand. It's going to be 8:12 on the spot. And my company largely trusts me. Well, they trust me to not go off the rails entirely. Hence, I can speak live time with you. This, sometimes these things seem just annoying and incidental. This is from Newsbusters. Just points out that the mockingbirds are desperately trying to cover up the gaffes of the frail, forgetful man who plays the role of president for us.
First, we've got Biden confusing World War II heroes, the Tuskegee Airmen, with victims of a decades-long human syphilis experiment.
There's a reason why it's been harder to get African Americans initially to get vaccinated, because they used to be experimented on, the Tuskegee Airmen and others.
At the G7 summit, Biden tried to talk about U.S.-Russia cooperation in Syria, but it came out sounding like this.
We could work together with Russia, for example, in Libya. We can save the lives of people in, for example, in Libya.
Next up is whatever this is.
The question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact?
I think you get the point. Are they allowed to criticize his state of mind, or do they just choose not to? See, censorship of news doesn't have to be imposed. I know. The Seattle Media 5 are not allowed to cover the things I said I know. The pornographic sex ed, the chemical and genital, or not genital, but chemical mutilation of children at Children's Hospital in Bellevue and their gender clinic and at Marybridge. They're not allowed. I know that because I've been told we're not allowed. But censorship can be self-censorship. They won't criticize Black Lives Matter, Inc., because it has the word black in it. And they've bubbled themselves. They've magic upped this bubble in which they live. So are they really free? Question. When small business advertising dried up because of this selective, medically useless, deadly, politically advantageous to the party, partial lockdowns, what advertising came in its place? So when the party attacked 40% or attacked small businesses and favored big businesses, and they shut down 40% of small businesses, and a good portion of those, maybe 75-80% of those businesses, are never coming back, they stopped doing local advertising because they couldn't bring customers in. So why advertise? Why spend the money? What started to dribble in was pharmaceutical monies colored as Department of Health monies. And this starts to fill the void. All of a sudden, the government's a big advertiser. But it's not really the government. It's big pharma. So I was in, I hear these ads in Idaho all the time. And they land in moot ears. Like, in fact, I was listening to KTTH via the app. And I heard an Idaho ad that we'll do this together, mask up, get vaxxed. And it lands on deaf ears over here. It's useless. Paid for by the Idaho Department of Health. No, it's not. I mean, yeah, it is. But the better way to say this is pimped by the Idaho Department of Health, brought to you by Big Pharma, brought to you by your tax dollars. It's a very dangerous thing. When television stations, like local ownership groups, because you have Fox News and then you have the affiliate groups, you have CBS News, you have affiliate groups. It's a very dangerous thing when you have the government backfilling advertising for actual businesses, you know, free enterprise, with taxpayer provided ads that are in fact undercover ads for Big Pharma. It's a very dangerous thing because people get addicted to those monies and organizations get addicted to those monies. In the case of television news, Big Pharma makes up between eight and nine of the top 10 advertising spots, slots, spending. So it shouldn't be a mystery that on television news, with the great exception of Tucker Carlson on Fox and Laura Ingraham on Fox, that there's not criticism of the mRNA injections or actual investigations of them. And this can be done by people who are in favor of these injections. Jason Rantz is in favor of these injections. Jason Rantz reports on his program people who have been injured by these injections because Jason, among many things, is a fair man. As a host, he's a fair man. But the preponderance of the mockingbirds refuse to criticize one dude. And he's not even black or Asian or gay, as far as I know. Tony Fauci. Find me the investigative study of Fauci that's mainstream. We've done more of it here than all television stations and networks combined in the United States. Is he not allowed to be criticized? I mean, there's the light criticism. But Dr. Fauci, didn't you say people shouldn't wear masks? Now you say they should. Well, yes, but I was lying. Well, okay, well, let's move on. So the question of the segment is, do we have a free press? And my thesis is, the freedom of the press is inversely proportionate to the number of topics they're not allowed to cover, or are societally choosing to not cover, or people they're not allowed to criticize, people or groups. With all the study of white rage, whiteness, the blatant race hustling of King 5 News, so-called, the NBC affiliate here. Racism in America is built into the pie of the country. It's the crust. That was a news piece. For all of that hand-wringing about white supremacist gangs ready to seize control of the country, where is the worry about why are so many young black men killing one another? Why is this normal? Why is this expected? What has gone wrong in these neighborhoods? Or if you want to be, well, risky, what's gone on with the black community? What's going on? Except it's not the black community. It's not. It's a portion of the black community. So where's the hand-wringing? Where's the criticism? Well, wait a minute. We have one-parent households. We know that those don't work for kids. Well, why? Too hot to handle. Do we have a free press? The opposite. Well, it's not even that. NPR is so free as press. Remember, they don't have to earn money. They get donations from, well, foreign countries, foreign people. They get tax monies. They don't have to earn money. They're free to run, as we ran last hour, a so-called professor from Sweden who's telling Americans to blow up oil pipelines. That's what he's saying. Blow them up to save the world, because blowing up pipelines won't hurt anybody. Because he's professor and a moron. It's an ice cream topping and a floor cleaner. They're also free to make stuff up. This is NPR making stuff up.
The fact checker goes on to present, well, facts. And now the Federation of State Medical Boards is demanding action. They represent state organizations that license and discipline doctors and recently recommended that medical professionals who spread misinformation have their licenses revoked or suspended. And just this past weekend, the Oregon Medical Board did just that, revoking the license of Arthur Lotlieb after he repeatedly told patients that masks don't work and they can cause carbon dioxide poisoning. They don't.
You are a liar. You lie. OSHA, for decades, has had rules about face coverings. Surgeons who operate wearing masks are doing so to block bacteria monumentally larger than virus from getting into the wounds of patients. They work in an environment with more oxygen. Why? So they don't pass out during long surgeries. You are the disinformation. They also pretended in that piece that Dr. Joseph Mercola, who the media has turned into a villain, they pretended that he created the group Frontline Doctors. No, he didn't. We had on this program one of the doctors who created Frontline Doctors, and it weren't Joseph Percola. Do you think we have a free media? I would say with all the topics they're not allowed to cover and won't, and people they won't criticize, I would say it's a serious question. Dot, dot, dot. Your message is to the show next on the Todd Herman Show.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
The big voice got it mostly right. That's one of the things you can do. You can also email the show, KTT. It's tHerman at KTTH.com. As people do know, you can also comment on the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/ Todd Herman Show. One such comment came to me, this to a personal text from an officer. This is the weekend that Seattle had a mass shooting in Des Moines, Washington. There were three people injured, three people killed. I think it was a total of eight people shot. There were three shootings in the same weekend in Tacoma. And one of the politicians there came out and said, this is not acceptable. Well, no, it is. It is. It's absolutely acceptable. This is what the people who vote mostly in Seattle want. And in the Seattle area, Tacoma's in the Seattle area, Des Moines is in the Seattle area. It is acceptable to them. It's acceptable to the politicians. This is by design. This is what they want. The trajectory of this has been clear for 30 years. This is what they want. So it is acceptable, sir. Not to you. And God bless you for calling it out. So what are you going to do? How about if you stop pretending the people with whom you serve in government aren't pleased with the results of this? How about that? How about calling out the fact that a lot of these people have their own personal security as they cut out cops for others? I got this note this weekend, or this something happened this weekend. I had a call, again, from a cop. I had a call yesterday where a pregnant woman called and asked for help. She said she punches her stomach because she does not want the kid. She requested phone contact because she is sick. I set her up with services and called the crisis line. The crisis line refused to call her because that was not part of the contract. How do we live in a society where it's okay to punch yourself in the stomach in an effort to kill your unborn child, but one gets fired for not wanting to get an untested injection? Well, because it's acceptable, officer. Because the world has fallen. And may God have mercy, because the world has fallen. And in this region, it's acceptable because the party says it's acceptable. And the party has convinced people in this region, a majority of the voters in Western Washington, the separate country thereof, they've convinced them to outsource their thinking, their morality, their skepticism to the party. The only thing they're keeping are their emotions. And the emotions they're keeping are the kind of emotions where you cause yourself to feel good about yourself. That's what they keep. They keep conceit. They keep delusion and conceit. Because they can look at the drug camps and say, oh, we need more money for the people. There's not enough homes. And they feel good then with the tax increases. I voted to give people housing. There is housing. There has been for this entire crisis, man-made crisis, there's been housing. Oh, black and brown people are getting murdered by cops. Hey, you know what? As a white person, what's the thing I can do? I can outlaw cops. I voted to outlaw cops. Because they've outsourced their thinking. They're even light bits of critical skepticism. They've outsourced that to the agenda-driven Seattle Times, who just this is just an example. The Seattle Times has a story about this this hosting company called Epic that doesn't agree to shut down accounts that issue speech they don't like. They're a web hosting company. And so there's some, quote, far-right people on there. And apparently there's some people who bought some racist domains once. So a hacker group who is being credited as being anonymous hacked Epic, took a bunch of data. Seattle Times runs a headline that it's right-wing trolls are being identified now that Epic has been hacked. They're celebrating the hacking. This is the same Seattle Times who doesn't give a flat you-know-what about who hacked the Employment Security Division in Washington State and stole $500 million. This is the same Seattle Times who doesn't give a flat you-know-what about who organized the Black Lives Matter Incorporated Antifa seizure of six blocks of Capitol Hill, Seattle. They don't care about who led the attack on cops. They don't care to follow up on the people who tried to burn cops alive. They don't care to follow up on the son of a former Democrat office holder who attempted to murder a cop by hitting him in the back of the head with a metal baseball bat. Cop lived because he was wearing a bike helmet and because Soy Boy can't swing a bat hard enough to smash a bug. So, to answer your question, my friend, officer, it's acceptable because the party decrees it's acceptable. It's acceptable because a whole generation of people have been very meticulously taught that your betters know best. Authoritarian tactics of appeal to authority. Trust the scientists. Which ones? Well, we are the government. Oh, which party? Which party? You said we are the government. That's how this happened. I also mentioned that you can get in touch with the show on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Todd Herman Show. A gentleman got in touch with me over the weekend. I posted something about the food supply chain. If anyone is paying attention to Bill Gates' moves and countermoves, one of the chief game makers of our life in the Hunger Games, Bill Gates is openly trying to increase the cost of meat and to drive down the availability of meat. He is trying to shift the marketplace to make it more expensive to ranch. And to be a meat producer, because Bill Gates is 100% invested in getting you. In fact, he's okay forcing you. He says, well, there's persuasion to get people to eat simulated meat products and you get used to the taste. There's also the ability to regulate this. Regulation can cause these changes. Yes, you can force people to eat your fake meat, which is as processed food as has ever existed. Bill Gates, moves and countermoves, is the biggest landowner in terms of farmland in the United States. Microsoft is the biggest buyer of carbon credits, but they pay more for carbon that comes from soy farming than from cow ranching or dairy. So I write about the food chain. I posted something about the food chain and this incredible blockade of ships that can't get their goods unloaded in this country. And who owns the coasts? The party. Who is driving everything into a crisis? The party. Who destroyed 40% of small businesses? The party. Who destroyed 2 years of schooling of children? The party. Who created the record levels of teen suicides and anxiety and depression? The party. Who was using that as an excuse to take away rights fundamental? The party. So this gentleman asked on Facebook, he said, you used to talk about conservative principles. Remember when you did? What happened to you? Did you get brain damage? Is that why all you talk about is conspiracy theories? No, you know what happened? I tried to get the media to report on the fact that children are being chemically mutilated at Children's Hospital in Marysbridge, often against parental consent. Not a single reporter would talk about it. Not one. That was a big eye-opener for me. Then I watched 4 years. 4 years I watched the media pretend Donald Trump was a Russian asset. They never apologized. Then I watched cases, cases, cases. Then I watched them pretend there is an army of white supremacists ready to seize the nation. What I watched was coordinated refusal to cover true stories of note, of import. That's what happened. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show, wrap up the day with a personal note next.
Down on Main Street, down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, I had sort of the Walmart shopper experience thing. I don't go to China Mart anymore because they force people to get the mRNA injections to keep their jobs. So I will not support any company that forces people to get the mRNA injections. And I had that Walmart experience, you know, where people take out their smartphones and snap a picture of the classic
cliche of the Walmart shopper. And I'm in line at a place where I buy my fish because I have a weird life with food. Ever since 3010, sponsor of the show, has changed the way I eat. I keep purifying myself diet-wise, and so now it's almost always, it's 99% all fish. So there's a corporate place. It's actually employee-owned, but corporates, they don't take credit cards. Love that. Debit cards or cash. So I go there very early in the morning prior to church. I buy my frozen fish. I put it in my cooler and keep it frozen. So I go through the service, and et cetera. And here's this lady in line. And she is really large, very, very obese. And reminder, you're talking to a guy who took off 95 pounds. My father was obese. I don't have any capacity to look down on people because of the weight they hold in their body. Gladly, that is not a bias I have. I'm not without my biases. But here's what she's buying. I promise there's always a point to these things. I really thought about it. I really troubled myself with this. She is buying, I should say this, she had kept the entire line waiting. And guys, it's 6:45 a.m. Normally on the Sunday, normally you go into that store, you shoot through the line. She kept everybody waiting because the first five packs of Winston cigarettes that the lady brought to her from the secure area, I don't know what was wrong with them. I don't know. She was checking the bottom of them. Do cigarettes have dates? I don't know this. Do they have like smoke-by dates or best if inhaled by? I don't know. But she rejected the first five packs, and the lady went and took those back, brought back five more. And now there's like four people in line at 6:45 in the morning in a store through which you usually shoot through these aisles. In her shopping, she was buying about 20 cans of Monster soda, full sugar. I've went through a phase where I drank a lot of Monster soda. She's buying white bread exclusively, the bread which is actually just sugar. She's buying the pre-made pasta mixes. She's buying sugared cereal. And I'm standing there in line, and I had that disgusting Walmart shopper attitude. Oh, I should mention this. She was wearing a woke mask. Now, that's what set me off mentally. You are in line buying what are arguably, cigarettes are poison, but arguably the rest of what you're buying is equating to a poison in your body. And let me be clear, I don't care. People eat, you eat what you eat. But when our society is being toppled, because we must protect everybody, and this woman has wrapped herself up in a face diaper and is doing everything she could to get heavier, therefore more likely to die from the COVID or anything else, I was very tempted to take a picture. And then it occurred to me. That woman wears a face mask for whatever reason. I talk with my wife about this. Maybe she's ashamed. Maybe the woke mask is her best friend. Maybe it's the best invention that's come along in her lifetime. And that's a horribly sad thought. There's another thought that occurred to me. I do, eating like that when you're very heavy, I consider it to be a disorder. My father had that disorder, including the cigarettes, for much of his life. Some people wear their disorders outwardly, as that lady in the store. And some people wear their confusion outwardly, as that lady in the store, with her woke mask and her cigarettes and her diabetes bags. Bags of diabetes makers. Other people wear them inwardly. And so here I am in this line, frustrated with being held up, but also wearing inside all of my disorders. My inability to not wake up first thing in the morning and reach for the phone to read about politics instead of praying to God Almighty. That is, to me, that is a disorder. That I've been a married man for, going on 30 years. And I've never cheated on my wife. And I still struggle with, talking to an attractive woman. I still have to remind myself that, hey, those are not proper feelings. I think we would do well to admit these things to one another. These are not proper feelings. I'm not walking around lusting after every pretty woman, but I'm a human male. And attractive women are attractive women. And I wear this disorder. I wear the disorder of constant worry about my child and the world in which she'll grow up. I wear the disorder of impatience. I wear the disorder of self-doubt. But I wear them inwardly. And some of us are able to hide these things. But we all have them. But this woman can't hide them. Just like an anorexic girl can't hide the disorder. Just like someone confused about their gender cannot hide. Well, they can. They can not manifest it, but sometimes choose to show that disordered way of thinking. But we all have them. We can't take pictures. So the selective Walmart photo, what would it look like if they took pictures of the inside of all of our brains or snapshots of our souls? I've decided instead to pray for that woman and pray that maybe she's not wearing that mask to hide her face. This is the Todd Herman Show. We air every weekday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. live on the Pacific Coast. We're on podcasts everywhere. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.